right at the beginning, I don't know whether you spotted, but there were words of prophecy that were attached to the newsletter, and it said, I am awakening warriors. Okay. So know that you are a warrior this morning. During the month of August, we've been exploring together what it means to be a soldier of Christ. We have explored together what it means to put on our spiritual armour, haven't we? And we put it on each day so that we can stand firm against the devil's schemes, the evil one. As Christians, we're urged by Paul in Ephesians to put on the full armour of God so that we can stand our ground against the evil one, so that we can be strong and effective Christians. Each piece of spiritual armour represents a part of God's strength that he's given us when we accept him his child. We become his sons and daughters. How amazing is that? This armour belongs to God in the first place, and it's given to us as a gift to protect, to equip, and to enable us to stand firm in our faith. As a gift given freely to us, we need to take hold of it. Like someone gives you a gift at birthday or an occasion or Christmas, you have to unwrap it, don't you? You have to open it and you have to take it out, and if it's something to wear, then you dress in it, you wear it. And so we have to take hold of it and we have to activate it. So I'd like us to do two things together this morning. I'm firstly just going to remind us of the six pieces of armour and the truth that's released through that armour. And then I'm going to help us together. I thought we'd practice putting on that armour. So let's remind ourselves of the six pieces of armour. The verse in Ephesians reminds us, stand firm with the belt of truth around your waist. Jesus said, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. We are to take hold of God's truth and gird ourselves with it. And then the breastplate of righteousness in place enables us to know that we are right before God because of what Christ has done on the cross. This breastplate has Christ's name stamped all over it. It will protect our hearts, for feet fitted with the readiness and gospel of peace. That's a bit of a mouthful. But it reminds us to hold our ground. Be confident and at peace about your position as a child of the living God. Your identity is in him. Telling people the good news of Jesus will help you to grow in your faith. It will help you to understand your faith and your measure of faith. We can stand firm and we can walk forward in confidence with our shoes of peace. Take up the shield of faith. It is your blanket of protection when we need to persevere. Take it up in all circumstances so that when we feel accused, we know that Jesus has redeemed us and there is no more condemnation. Put on the helmet of salvation. For if God's for us, who can be against us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? No one. Because we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. And then finally, take up the sword of the Spirit, which is God's living word, an active word that is sharper than a double-edged sword. So, let's practice putting on our spiritual armour together now. So for those of you who can stand, can we all stand up? I'm just going to go through the actions so that the actions, you might think, between actions, but actions actually help to get it in there. Okay? So, hands on your waist. That's your truth. Okay? Here's your righteousness. Here's your shoes of peace. Here's your faith. Here's your salvation. And here's the Spirit. So as I mentioned, stay standing. As I mentioned earlier, you can do this anywhere you want, I believe. Well, within reason. Whatever suits you. I've done it in the shower. I've done it walking the dog. I've done it pushing a buggy. Because you can't do the actions the same. You can do it at a desk. Do it sitting in the car. You can do it walking to school or to work. Whatever you're doing on the bus, in a shop, do it. The important thing is, do it. So these are my words. You will have your own words. They simply give you an idea of ways to pray those truths into you each day and armor yourself up with God's gifts to you. So we're going to read this together. I buckle the belt of truth around my waist. Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Thank you, Father, for giving me your truth, a truth that will set me free. I put on the breastplate of righteousness. I am made right and clean before you, God, because of what Christ has done for me at the cross. I wear the shoes of peace to enable me to hold my ground and walk forward. I can be at peace because my identity is in you, Lord, allowing me to share the good news of Jesus. I take up the shield of faith. Thank you, Father, for your blanket of protection. I take it in all circumstances so that when I feel accused, I know Jesus has redeemed me and there is no more condemnation. I place the helmet of salvation. God is for me. Who can be against me? Who shall separate me from the love of Christ? Finally, I thank you for the sword of the Spirit, God's living and active word that is sharper than a two-edged sword. Amen. Well done. Thank you.
Thanks, Wendy. Are you comfortable? Good, because you're going to stand up again. Sorry. We're going to carry on with our worship, but I want you to, particularly if that word resonated with you about carrying burdens. Is there a circumstance that you are living through that is burdensome to you? Not only do you need the full armour, but you need Jesus at the centre of it. If Jesus is not at the centre of that burden, we're like that dung beetle. The burden rolls us around and we don't get peace. We don't get freedom within that burden. So if you've acknowledge that word and you've prayed that, that's part of your restoration this morning. But actually, as we sing this next song, which I hope is, your hope is in Jesus. He is the one that will deliver you from your burden. You might have to walk through it with him, but you're walking through it with him. And it stops that tumbling of the dung beetle. It stops that wearisome of life. He is the answer to everything, in every circumstance. My wife and me testify to that this week. He is the answer to every circumstance, however tough that is, however tough that is. So let us stand and let us sing. But don't forget to put the armour on this week. But don't forget that you're a child of God and you make a difference wherever you go. Amen.